Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Wednesday,
October the 9th, and we're going to talk about a special event that's coming up in a couple of days from now. Jessica Macy's with us, Boone County Council on Aging. Welcome to Radio Friends,
Thanks
Jessica.
Thanks for having us.
And you've got, this is a really important event for Boone County Council on Aging.
It is. It's our annual Mature Living Festival where seniors or their caregivers can come out and get all the information to learn about aging wisely is what we like to call it this year. We're trying to use a symbol of an owl to teach people to give a hoot about
the wise,
aging.
The wise old owl.
The wise old owl.
Yeah. The Mature Living Festival has been around for a long time. It started under many different names.
Right.
Years ago, it was the Adult Lifestyle Festival. But you're trying to promote good information for all of us. And you know what? The longer we live, the older we get. So if we're fortunate enough to live to a ripe old age, the information that you will be providing in a couple of days from now will be for all of us.
Sure, absolutely. You know, we all want to age in our own homes with our family and the resources that it takes to keep us happy and healthy, whatever that means. And this mm-hmm. is one place where you can come and find out about everything from, you know, getting a flu shot and learning about your cholesterol. Boone Hospital will be there doing that. The University Health Systems will be doing some other screenings.
Will you be giving flu shots?
We will. And if you just bring your Medicare card, it's free. And otherwise, it's $25, so they can pay for the vaccine. But it's a kind of a one-stop shop, so you can come in and get healthy. And then you can also find out about home health issues. We've got great entertainment all day long. We're doing a fashion show, so we're covering all aspects of life.
So what's some of the entertainment? Do you know off the top of your head?
CJ Banks is going to come and do a fashion show for us for the latest fall fashions. We have several different dance companies that are coming.
Do you have those dancing grandmas?
We do, the St. Louis Strutters.
I couldn't think. The St. Louis Strutters, and aren't they in their 80s and 90s?
They are, and they are fantastic. Full costume changes.
Yeah, they're kind of like the senior version of the Rockettes.
They are, or the senior version of our Mizzou Golden Girls. You know, they come out and they put on a good show and entertain people.
So what is the most senior St. Louis Strutter that you have?
I don't know. I do think she's in her late 80s, though.
I think so. I think you had one that was in her late 80s or 90 years old.
We don't want to push anybody too old, so I'm going to say late 80s.
Okay. But, you know, and that's amazing.
What
an inspiration that is to see somebody in their 80s up dancing around, kicking up pretty high there.
And, you know, they tried out for America's Got Talent. So
they did?
They did. They didn't make it very far, but they tried out.
They should have made it to the top with America's Got Talent.
They are ladies with spirit.
It takes a lot of guts to do that.
It does.
And they're a good inspiration for anybody that comes out and sees them.
They know about aging wisely.
They do. They do. Okay, what else have you got going?
That's really about it. We're just, you know, wanting people to come out and find out about, you know, how all the good resources that the Boone County offers for seniors and their families.
Where will it be?
It's at Parkade Center on October 11th.
Parkade Center. So do you go downstairs? Or
it's all upstairs, main level. You can just park anywhere in the parking lot, come in the main entrance that kind of faces the business loop.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just
Where?
Walk.
Just right in
the lobby areas. We've got about 75 booths. You know, Parkade used to be an old mall, it's wide alleys as you kind of walk in.
It used to be called Parkade Plaza.
It was. It used to be, I think, it was the first mall in Columbia,
is
what
Parks,
they told me.
Parkade Plaza. Yeah.
Yes. So we do it kind of in the entryway there and the alley. I don't know if alley is the right word for it, but.
No, the entryway.
Yeah, the entryway. Aisles.
So you've got that whole entryway there.
Yes.
For people. And where will the St. Louis Strutters be doing their thing? Right there?
Right there, right center stage.
Okay, so the date and time is?
October 11th, 9 to 2, and it's absolutely free for people to come in.
Okay, that's Friday, isn't it?
It's Friday.
This coming Friday, so just a couple of days from now, 9 to 2. And you'll be doing cholesterol checks. You'll also be giving flu shots.
Right.
Okay. Jessica, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Okay. Mark it on your calendar. The
Boone County Council on Aging's Mature Living Festival. What did you say the thing is? A wise old owl?
Learn about aging wisely.
Okay, with the wise old owl.
That's it.
Got it. Okay. Now, we have Peggy Placier with us. Welcome,
Hi.
Peggy. This first time
Thank
on Radio Friends, uh-huh. you're representing the League of Women Voters, sitting in for Liz Schmidt. Now, there's a lady who doesn't realize her age, who keeps going faster than a 30-year-old.
But she's still very wise.
She
so she must
very,
be
very
aging
wise. She is. Liz Schmidt, I have the greatest respect for her. But you're here to tell us about a forum on the teacher's tenure?
Yes. October 16th, we're having our annual, we're trying to make it an annual fall forum on education in Missouri. And so we checked out what the hot topics will be this year in the General Assembly, and the one that came to the top was that the General Assembly, some people in the General Assembly, I should say, are taking a hard look at tenure for public school teachers. Should they have it? Should it be altered? That policy's been in place for a while, and there's some of them are skeptical about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of the public don't even realize how it works. That after a teacher's worked for about 5 years, well, actually exactly 5 years, as a probationary teacher, then they can achieve tenure and have a permanent contract.
Mm-hmm.
And so some people...
And some of the lawmakers want to change that?
Think that that's, that prevents the tenured teacher from improving, even though we have policies in place that do require them to be evaluated and to have... you know, improvement plans and that kind of thing. So we're going to be having a kind of a lively discussion because we
Almost
have people on all because we have people on all sides of the issue, and I'm going to have to try to moderate it.
Are you going to have any of our lawmakers there?
We don't have a lawmaker there, but we do have Stacy Priest, who is the staff member and the executive director for the General Assembly's Joint Committee on Education.
Mm-hmm.
She's been doing research. She works for the legislators doing research on the topics that they are interested in and informing them about it.
So this was one of the top topics with the legislators?
I think it's going to be. And so we'll have Otto Fagen. He works for MNEA. They had an interest in the original teacher tenure policy, and of course they're the bargaining unit for Columbia Schools.
So if people are interested in this, they can come next week. It's October the 16th. What day is that?
It's a Wednesday evening at the Friends Room at the library.
Refreshments start at 6:30
right.
with those famous League of Women Voters cookies.
Right.
The cookies.
We will have the cookies.
Okay, the cookies. And
then at 7, we'll start the panel.
The discussion or debating.
I think the public are going to be very interested in this this whole topic.
Okay. Thank you very much, Peggy Placier, for coming by the League of Women Voters. So mark it on your calendar if you're interested. Next Wednesday, October the 16th, Columbia Public Library. Our, let's see, tomorrow, Kathy Salter will be on. We're going to talk about a special author coming. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute, audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Sifon Al-Young. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.